Well, compared with Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, who's the one behind these controversial patrols, what role does Admiral Harry Harris play in the tensions in the South China Sea?
Of course, he plays some role in the operation as he is the commander of the Pacific Command of the U.S. And I noticed, actually, he made quite a few remarks about the South China Sea in the past few months after he became the commander of the Pacific Command. For example, in July at the Aspen Security Forum, he made a speech exclusive on the South China Sea issue. And his speech was full of misunderstandings about China's action activities in the South China Sea. For example, he talked about China's attempt to try to change the status quo in the South China Sea. But he missed the main point, that is, China actually always believes and holds the position that all the islands in the South China Sea, in the Ninth Island, belong to China. And China's activities there are actually a response to the encroachment of China's sovereignty in the South China Sea. But he blamed China for all the tensions in the South China Sea. So he actually played some role in the play-up of the South China Sea tension issue.
Well, this is coming after about a week after the USS Lasnik guided missile destroyer sailed nearby at least one of the formations by China in the Nanshan Islet chain. What specific issues or views do you think Harris might be discussing with his Chinese counterparts? What's on the agenda?
Certainly, I believe that the Chinese side will raise recent U.S. illegal operation in the waters of the Nanshan Islands, and Harris may repeat the U.S. position. However, the two militaries actually have more to discuss, like military exchanges. On top of that, the Chinese side will discuss with the United States about China's strategic intentions in the region, because for the two countries and for the two militaries, it's very important to get better understanding of each other's strategic intentions, and especially it's very important for the United States to understand better China's intentions in the South China Sea.
What do you think is the most we can expect to achieve from this meeting?
The Chinese side has actually restrained from taking any measures unexpected and this time. And it's very important for the U.S. side to exercise restraint in the future. The two countries have differences, but the U.S. action actually increases mistrust. So the two sides may want to increase their military exchanges to increase mutual understanding.